This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The top UN humanitarian official in South Sudan has called for law enforcement along roads following the killing of an aid worker in an ambush in eastern Equatoria on Wednesday. The aid worker was killed when assailants fired at a clearly marked humanitarian vehicle that was part of a team of international non-governmental organizations and South Sudanese health workers traveling to a health facility. The team was driving in an area that has seen several roadside ambushes this year. In a statement on Thursday, UN Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, Alain Nodahu, condemned the killing and urged the government to strengthen law enforcement on roads, which he called a vital connection between aid organizations and the communities they serve. The incident marked the first killing of an aid worker in South Sudan this year. 9 aid workers were killed in 2020. Moving to Iraq, where the International Labour Organization, the ILO, and partners this week launched a nationwide campaign to combat the worst forms of child labour in the country. The campaign will target 10,000 children, their families and guardians, teachers, employers, and the media through a series of activities that aim to raise awareness on the increasing dangers of the issue. ILO reports child labor has been on the rise in Iraq in recent years. A growing number of children has been forced to work due to a combination of factors that include armed conflict, displacement, and economic challenges, which have been further compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. The campaign aims to inform communities about the negative consequences of child labor and ultimately change behavior by making the practice unacceptable and an urgent priority for action by the authorities and businesses. And finally, looking to next week when UN Trade and Development Body UNCTAD will bring together experts to explore how science, technology and innovation, or STI, can contribute to achieving sustainable and resilient recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The meeting of the UN Commission on Science and Technology for Development, which begins on Monday, will examine how STI can help rebuild healthcare systems and socioeconomic structures while reducing inequalities which the pandemic has exposed. Experts will also look at opportunities offered by so-called frontier technologies, some of which are being used in pandemic response, such as artificial intelligence, big data, and robotics. Deanne Penn, UN News.